Coming to you from the campus of Dublin High School, where the NCS Les Schwab Tires Championship Series presented by Farmers reaches its pinnacle tonight. The Division I football championship game between your De La Salle Spartans and the Colts from James Logan High School in Union City. I'm Scott Armstrong, alongside the head coach of De La Salle, Bob Lattiser. Bob, thanks as always for taking the time, and very promising matchup here tonight for high school football fans. A couple of D1 players on the other side of the ball for Logan. So many of your guys have shined this year. What have your offensive players been working on this week, coming off all these resounding playoff wins leading into this championship game?
Well, we're trying to, you know, prepare for everything, and, you know, that means we were working our passing game this week, and of course, trying to mix our run in also. So, you know, you got to be able to do both, I think, to win the championships. So, you know, we're trying to spruce up our passing game mostly.
Logan comes in here off a resounding win over California at San Ramon. And tell us a little bit about this Logan team, what you've seen on film, and especially the quarterback who is creating buzz all over the West Coast in high school football.
Logan's very talented, very athletic. Their quarterback, pro throw, he's very he can hurt you in a lot of ways with his arm and his feet mostly. You know, he gets in trouble and he creates stuff on his own. And he gets out of the pocket and he takes off, and it's really hard to track him down. So running back is awesome. You know, he's going to Northwestern, and he's hard to bring down too. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's got good speed. This is going to be a tough offense to deal with tonight. So we're hoping that we could stay in our places and rally to the football and help guys on their tackling. And it's going to be a tough game.
Discussing your offense, I talked to George Zuber earlier in the week, the head coach at Logan, and Zuber mentioned that he's had to really instill in his linemen this is going to be an extremely physical game on a rainy night here at Dublin High School, and they're going to have to find a way to handle things in the zone game and try to stop your run. Teepippin Valley has been so strong, however. What is this defensive line, this front four, Logan's defense going to have to do to shut down your running game, which has persevered in all ways this year?
Well, they've stayed pretty vanilla their entire season, I think, all the films that I've watched on them. And they play their defense very well. They're very comfortable in it, and they know where they need to be when to fill lanes. And they've got some outstanding players on defense as well. Their two inside linebackers flow well. They tackle well. Their secondary rallies to the ball quickly. They haven't given up a lot of points this year. If you looked at their games, they've done extremely well. They held the Cal High team down to one touchdown, which happened on their first drive of the game, and they shut them out from there. So we know it's going to be physical trying to move the ball on them. It's hard to run vertical. It's hard to run horizontal on them. You got to run vertical on them. They've got great team speed. So I think he's right on that accord. We're going to have to. It's going to be who's going to win the battle in those trenches.
And talking to your assistant Justin Allenbaugh this week, he mentioned that the best offensive lineman, in his opinion, by far this year has been your right tackle, David Ogburn. Could you expound a little bit on David's progress in this program and what he means to this program at this point?
Well, you know, he didn't even start last year. He was, you know, in a reserve role and started out this year a little bit slow as far as picking up things. And we kind of felt like he never really saw what he could do or understood what he could do, but we stayed on him and drilled him and coached him up, and you know, he just got better and better and better every week, and by probably about week 5 or 6 he turned into a really outstanding lineman. He's been very solid for us.
Usually I fit in a Chris Williams question because he is your quarterback and all things flow through him in your offense. Do you feel more trepidation about throwing the football tonight with some slickness and a very fast Logan defense, particularly with good inside linebackers who can really read what Williams is trying to do? Are you going to try to win this game with the run, or are you willing to put the ball up there if you have to?
You know, it depends upon how we're going. And you know, if they're very stout on the run, you're going to have to throw the ball up. I don't think either coach could really get too careful about what they're calling because of the weather. You know, you're going to have to just do what you do and hope for the best that the balls will stay dry and kids will catch them. And, you know, when you just start, if you call your plays according to the weather, you know, then you're going to really take out half your playbook. So I'm just going to see how we go, and we'll start running the ball, see how we do, and we usually change gears as in midstream when the game's going as to what we're going to do.
People have asked me this week, and you know, I'm just a knucklehead play-by-play guy, but I feel like this might be the strongest team you faced in an NCS championship game in some time. On paper, does it seem that way to you, that this is a very big test?
And on film also, you know, they've done it right. They're very physical. They run the ball. You know, they're not trying to outsmart you with the, you know, trick plays or, you know, fancy plays or trying to throw the ball all over the place. These guys run at you. And I always feel that the teams that rise to the top when you get down to the championship games are teams that can run the ball well.
And one more question for you. In terms of the venue here tonight, the Coliseum had been the choice the last couple of years. Finances were cited as the main issue. It's my feeling that this is a better place to play this game, rain or shine. How's your feeling about it and your team's feeling about it coming down here to Dublin, playing in a more intimate venue?
It's great. It's a great venue for high school football. It's a wonderful facility. It seats a lot of people. It's more intimate than the Coliseum. Yeah, I think we all prefer to play here. At least I do, and our team does. So, you know, it's more high school. It's not, you know, fans are closer to the field. It's more of an atmosphere for a football game.
All right, Bob, based on rights holders and whatnot, this is likely our last pregame chat of the year. I want to thank you very much. This is one of the highlights of my young career so far, talking to you every week during the football season. Best of luck to you tonight and in the future.
Thanks. I appreciate that very much.
All right, Bob Lattiser with us, Spartans football in the NCS championships, presented by Farmers. Continues after this.